13 years old or my oldest son. Therefore, in this case, we can use both oldest and eldest. So the oldest or the eldest is 14 years old. When talking about family members, we can use either. But when we're talking about other things like a building or a church, we only use oldest, right? Okay. Alrighty. Last but not least, 108.3. What do you say in these situations? Use the superlative plus ever. Use the words in brackets in the correct form. Number one, you've just been to the cinema. The movie was extremely boring. Horrible. You tell your friend, boring movie see. That's the most boring movie I have ever seen. Notice present perfect, right? An experience. Number two, your friend has just told you a joke, which you think is very funny. You say, funny joke here, that's a minute to write the answer down. Remember, most likely, if there's an ever, there's going to be present perfect, because just as it happens, ever is a indicator of present perfect. All right, a minute to write the answer down. All right, your friend has just told you a joke, which you think is very funny. Don't you just love those moments? You say, funny joke here. That's the funniest joke I have ever heard. That's the funniest joke I've ever heard. Here, incidentally, we're going to check your verbs. Remember those irregular verbs that I've been telling you to learn? From the beginning of the lessons. Well, now we're gonna learn them. All right, so that's the funniest joke I've ever heard. Funniest, the funniest is superlative, right? And ever is an indicator of present perfect. So there you go. Number three, you're drinking coffee with a friend. It's really good coffee. You say, good coffee taste. This blank. A minute to write the answer down. All right, you're drinking a coffee with a friend. It's really good coffee. You say, this is the best coffee I've ever tasted. Well, lucky for you, taste is a regular verb, right? This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. Good, better, the best. Mm-hmm. All right, I don't think any of these exercises are really difficult. I think a lot of those things that we've been doing, you guys know already, right? This is not the first time you've been studying superlative. Maybe for some of you, this is new. And then if that's the case, then, well, there's always something new to learn, right? And if it's not new, then definitely brush up on this, because you don't want to make mistakes at exam which, by the way, is going to be written and is going to be multiple choice. I will have a separate announcement on our Moodle page, so don't worry if you want to know more, don't write those emails. But what I can say now is that it's going to be on Moodle, it's going to be multiple choice, and the difficulty of the exam, even though it's multiple choice, is that it's going to be a lot of questions, and you're going to have very little time to answer them. So usually at exam, what we have is we have like a minute per question for students to think. And a minute is, well, it's a long time, I think. I mean, you can change your answer three times, but this time I think we're going to half it, which means you're not going to have a lot of time to think. So at exam, this is why I'm telling you, an exam is going to be purely grammatical, what we've been studying throughout the semester, right? So what I'm trying to tell you to do, you have to be automatic in your responses to grammar tests, which means you have to do as many tests as you possibly can. Our exam is coming up in a couple of weeks, and well, what can I tell you? Study, study, study. Revision, revision, revision. Everything we've studied so far, all the exercise. The exam is going to be based on what we studied, of course, so there's no way around it. And to ace this exam, to get the best grade you can possibly get, is to become automatic in your responses, meaning that you do not need to think and to think and to think. You know the answer. How do you know the answer? You've done a lot of grammar exercise. That's the only way to be automatic in your grammar response. All right? All right, I hope this didn't scare you, but if anything, it made you feel, hopeful that exam is going to be easy for you and you are going to pass it easily. All right, let's go back to us, and it's number four, right? You're talking to a friend about Sarah. Sarah is very generous. You tell your friend about her. Generous person, meet she. A minute to write the answer down. All right, you're talking to a friend about Sarah. Sarah is very generous. You tell your friend about her. She is the most generous person I have ever met. Meet, met, met. You tell your friend, she's the most generous person I've ever met. Right? The most generous because generous has many syllabi. Goody, number five. You have just run 10 kilometers. Oh, the best. You've never run further than this. You say to your friend, far run that. A minute to write the answer down. All right, you have just run 10 kilometers. You've never run further than this. You say to your friend, that's the furthest I've ever run, or that's the farthest I've ever run, right? All right, great. Moving on. Number six, you decided to give up your job. Now you think this was a bad mistake. You say to your friend, bad mistake make. It blank. A minute to write the answer down. All right, you decided to give up your job. Now you think this was a bad mistake. You say to a friend, it was the worst mistake I have ever made. Oh, that's not good. I mean, this is an example, but hopefully nobody decides to quit their job before they actually have another job lined up. All right, so that's the, you say to your friend, that's the worst mistake you have, I have ever made. The worst, right? Bad, worst, the worst. Goody. Last but not least, your friend meets a lot of people, some of them famous, like your friend. You ask your friend, famous person meet who? A minute to write the answer down. Alrighty, your friend meets a lot of people, some of them famous. You ask your friend, who is the most famous person you've ever met? Met. The most famous, because famous has a lot of syllabi, so who's the most famous person you've ever met? What about you guys? Who's the most famous person you've ever met? I actually met Umberto Eco many years ago before he passed away, because I wrote my thesis based on his theory, and I was just so happy, and I was so upset when I learned that he passed away. Alrighty, that does it for the superlatives. I'm thinking this is not one of the hardest grammar topic we studied so far. I actually think that's an easier topic. I'm not gonna say easy because I know it's not easy. There's nothing easy about grammar. But it's easier than others, so I think it shouldn't take you long to you know, to practice it, to become automatic with it, as I said before. All right, guys, I think it's just one or two more grammar lessons, and then you're going to hear from me, of course, before the exam, about how the exam is going to be taken, and well, just some, you know, advice on what to do, what not to do. And if I can give you an advice now, it's to do as many exercises as you can. And if you can't find it in a book, then Google them. There's so many grammar exercises out there. Just insert the one of the grammar topics that we studied and do as many as you can. And it's going to improve everything from your grammar to your pronunciation to your reading comprehension. All right, guys, have a good one.